This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. With the coronavirus raging in the U.S. and new mutations emerging, President Joe Biden is kicking off his national COVID-19 strategy to ramp up vaccinations and testing, reopen schools and businesses, and increase the use of masks, including a requirement that Americans must mask up for travel. Biden also will address inequities in hard-hit minority communities as he signs 10 pandemic-related executive orders on Thursday. Those orders are a first step, and specific details of many administration actions are still being spelled out. The new president has vowed to take a far more aggressive measures to contain the virus than his predecessor. He faces steep obstacles with the virus actively spreading in most U.S. states, slow progress on the vaccine rollout, and political uncertainty over whether congressional Democrats will help him pass a $1.9 trillion economic relief and COVID response package. Biden officials say they're hampered by lack of cooperation from the Trump administration during the transition and that they don't have a complete understanding of their predecessor's actions on vaccine distribution. They are also facing complaints from states that say they are not getting enough vaccine, even as they are being asked to vaccinate more categories of people. Biden acknowledged the urgency of the mission in his inaugural address yesterday, saying, quote, "We are entering what may well be the toughest and deadliest period of the virus." He asked Americans to join him in a moment of silence in memory of the more than 400,000 people in the U.S. who have died from COVID-19.